My two brothers and I were three of the 18 million Americans who went to war to fight Hitler, to fight the Japanese aggression. And we were all pilots. We were the only three brothers who were combat pilots and combat at the same time. And one day I was flying escort mission over my brother's B-24s. I was flying P-51s. And we had went to Bratislava, Czechoslovakia. We were coming home and we got into a dogfight with some 109s. And at any rate, to make a long story short, I was shot down by an American P-38 by accident. So my plane was on fire and I bailed out. And my mother had dedicated us at birth to God. And I think the three of us knew that we were safe, even though something like this could happen. And when I landed on the ground, I could see people coming towards me from everywhere. We were close to Lake Balaton. And suddenly, they tried to talk to me. They just surrounded me, 70 or more. I could not speak the language. And all of a sudden, I heard the word in German, Jude, which I did know. And the mob changed and decided that I was a Jew and lynched me. They began to beat me very severely. They finally dragged me to a tree, and someone had a rope, and they put the noose around, getting ready to put it around my neck. And when they broke open the chain on my flying jacket, they caught the name tags, the dog tag chain that we talk about, that we all had to wear. And I had on that dog tag chain that little gold cross. And when they saw that little gold cross, that crowd changed completely. And instead of killing me, then all of a sudden I was not to be killed, and a police officer broke into that mob and took me away from them, and my life was saved, almost like the 91st Psalm predicts, which is my psalm. But I was then taken into Budapest, where I was placed in one of the prisons from which the Hungarian Jews were being sent to the death camps. And for 18 days I sat in that prison as the only non-Jew. I watched them beat and torture the Jews. I watched them hang Jews except Sunday. I watched them load the cattle cars that went on to the death camps at Birkenau. I then went to POW camps, again by God's intervention, I think, at Stalag 3, where the Great Escape occurred, and then at the end of the war, I was at Stalag 7, close to Munich. We got down there, and one of the guards told us, don't escape. They won't bring you back here. They'll take you to a place called Dachau. We said, what could be worse than ours, you know? The war ended. We were liberated by General Patton on the 29th of April, and so was Dachau. And on the 30th of April, I went to Dachau. And even the slides that were shown were taken there. We came across a trainload of 40 cars of bodies that had been just brought to the outside of the camp and were sitting there. We went into the camp. We saw the living dead, as we call them, people who weighed 65 pounds. We saw the bodies stacked like cardboard. We actually saw a gas chamber that had been used, even though there's propaganda saying it had not. We saw the killing place where 25,000 Jews had been shot through the back of the head. And the odor and the sight and the agony of just knowing that here a civilized nation had done this to innocent people, it burned itself into my mind and into the minds of these American liberators whom we had been studying in these past years. It did happen, and I saw it.
It was so monstrous, it was such a hideous evil that most people recall from it and said it can't be true.